Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam. How can I help you?
Yeah, I got a letter from you today about a loan, and I was in need to know what interest are you going to charge.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Did you have a 16-digit reservation code on that?
I do.
All right. What's that code?
It's 231-2401-0059-0546.
0546. Okay, give me one second here. I'm going to pull up your file, see what we're working with. All right. And who am I speaking with?
I haven't applied for no loan.
Sure. Yeah, I think what you have there, it's a pre-approved finance offer.
Okay.
I'm sorry, who am I speaking with?
Raymond Buck.
Raymond, okay. All right. And Raymond, what is the name of the business that you're with?
Buck Contractor and Carriers.
Okay. Let me see here. All right. You guys in Missouri, is that it?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And then as far as the business structure, are you incorporated? What's that look like?
No.
Is it a sole proprietorship?
What's that?
What is the business structure? Is it a sole proprietorship or an LLC?
No, it's just a sole proprietor.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect.
Just me. I'm the boss, owner, operator, and I do the hiring and firing.
Okay, nice. How long have you been in business, Raymond?
Well, I first started out, I think, on my own in about 19. When I bought my first truck, I think 73.
Quite a while. What do you primarily do?
Well, right now, the last several years, I've been doing a lot of heavy equipment work, dozer, track holes, and stuff like that. I do government structures.
Oh, okay.
Ponds, terrace work, such stuff as that.
Oh, all right. Now, as far as, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was, at one time, I was a mail contractor back, well, I carried mail about 15 years. I was an individual contractor for the government.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I kind of got a little older, and I thought I'd slow down, but don't look like I've done much slowing down.
It's funny how that happens, right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I thought I had hard before. Now, I didn't know what hard work was until I started in on this. Trying to do three things at once. I was trying to farm, run a dozer, and truck both. So I got a little behind.
Oh, well, sounds like you got the work in you. That's a good thing. It's not a bad thing.
I don't know. My grandma always said hard work never killed anybody, but I'm beginning to wonder.
Hey, it's good. It's good for most. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, Raymond. You know, we have a lot of.
I should retire because I've got a little. I've got a lot of seniority, so I should be able to retire, but it don't seem like I'm going to.
Yeah, it's always getting closer, but it always seems far away.
That's what my father always told me. She won't quit, and I guess I'm not going to quit till she does. So I guess that's reason I keep doing. But I'm just curious to what your interest was on a piece of equipment. I was thinking about buying another dozer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say, we got a lot of programs. It kind of depends on what you're specifically looking for. You're more along the lines trying, is it looking to buy a new dozer or is it a used dozer?
Well, I'm not sure yet. If it's going to be a used one, that's going to be up not over a year or two old.
Okay. Okay, yeah, you know, typically on the equipment side of things, we're looking at, we start in the mid-single digits, and then we'll set you up on a 2 to 5 year term, monthly payments. You can kind of choose which term makes the most sense for you.
I usually do yearly payments.
Oh, okay.
Is that possible?
You know, for some programs it is, but you got to qualify for it. So I don't want to tell you yes, and then you don't qualify for it. you know, we can see what's available to us and then go with the best options. That's always kind of the best path.
Your business, you can't hardly make monthly payments because you might be sitting a month because of wet weather. That's the reason I do everything bi-yearly.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Now, when I go to the bank and borrow some money, I do that on a year basis, too.
Oh, okay.
I was more interested what your interest was.
Yeah, you know, we typically start in the mid-single digits. It depends on a few different things. It'll depend on, you know, the specific piece of equipment. We take a look at how long you've been in business. So you're looking, you got a lot of years there, so that's going to help you out. And then what does your personal credit look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
Well, it's good. I mean, I was in the top 10% the last time I talked to the banker.
Oh, okay. And, you know, a dozer is a pretty good piece of equipment, too. So you'd be looking at probably one of our better programs.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to get interest for now. And if you can't beat it, we just quit.
Yeah, there you go.
I can get it now for 4 or 5 3/4.
Okay. So, yeah, we typically start around 5%. So, you know, I've seen it lower, seen it higher.
Okay, well,
but it sounds like we're on the same page here. I'm sorry?
Sometimes you can buy a piece of equipment without any interest at all.
Yeah.
I bought a new Kubota tractor a couple of times, and I bought them with no interest.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times if you get it. Now, do you know specifically who you're looking to buy the dozer from?
No, I'm going to do some looking around. One thing I do know, I don't want to buy a cat. That's out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I know a lot of the times.
Probably be a Dresta would be one that I would definitely consider, but I've got to look at it a little closer because they've changed hands again. In fact, I've had 3 dressers in my lifetime. Actually, all they are is really an international dozer, which are, it's a... probably the best finished machine they built.
Oh, nice.
And I've got a dresser now on this company that I bought this last one from. They sell new ones. And I just need one with a cab on it. And I thought, well, I might just trade for one that's, you know, got a cab on it, but I'm not going to, I don't think I'll go new. I think I'll let somebody else take the depreciation. Probably $150,000 is what I'll need to buy one.
Okay. And did you have any idea how soon you were looking to bring it on?
Probably according to this summer. It's getting real dry right now. It would be later on, probably by September.
Oh, okay. Okay.
When the fall season rush starts, that's when they hit me hard.
All right. Well, yeah, you know, we are a little ways out from there, but what we can do is we can get you approved and let you know exactly, you know, what kind of rate you'd qualify for with us. And then you can kind of shop around to a couple, you know, different vendors. And, you know, once you know what you're qualified for financing, it'll let you shop with a little more confidence. And I find a lot of times that's a better route to go as opposed to finding the piece and then scrambling for the financing. So we can keep this kind of,
but
you know.
Do you do yearly rates on the payback?
Well, like I said, we do, but you got to qualify for it. So, you know, typically for first-time borrowers, it's a little more difficult to do. But we can definitely.
Monthly to me is a no-no. I do not go by the month.
Okay. Well, I mean, it wouldn't hurt for us to see what we qualify for, see if it's on the table. I don't want to say one way or the other if it is or if it's not, just because I don't want to tell you one thing and come back and have it be the other. That's just not really what I like to do. I like to, you know, be open about what the options are and then get some actual numbers and see what we're working with. And if it makes sense, good. If not, you know, we can shake hands and you know, wait till another time and find something that makes sense.
Okay.
Now, what's a good email address? I can send you over some of our information, and we can actually get you approved pretty easily.
I've got email, but I'll tell you what. I don't mess with computers because I don't have too much time for it, but
uh-huh.
I'll do you anyway. But it's rdbuck.
Okay.
16@gmail.com.
Okay, because what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to send you the application in an email. And then, you know, what we would just need the application, and then we take a a look at a couple months of the bank statements, the business bank statements.
I've got a business loan application in front of me.
Oh, do you? Yeah, you know, it comes with the mailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so if you have that, you can also, I mean, is it easier for you to email or is it easier for you to fax?
No, I'll just fax it out. That computer, me, don't get along.
Yeah, okay.
I hate that you be honest about it, period.
Sure.
I'm not a computer. They've not sold me on computers yet. There's too much paperwork going on, and I'm just not sold on them.
Yeah, that's no problem. No problem.
There's scamming going on, and I don't like that. So I just mail it to you.
Oh, and you can do that. You can do that. And, you know, since we're not on too much of a time frame, you know, time isn't...
No, I'm in no hurry for this. I'm just looking on the interest rate because I think they're going to raise interest on me, and I'm not liking that. If they do, I'm going to find somewhere else to go.
Sure,
I used to get it for 4.75%, what I used to get it for on operating loan.
Okay.
So sometimes you have to be out several thousand dollars to own a contract job.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, Raymond, you know, if you want to fill that out and mail it in, you can absolutely do that. Now, in order to get you approved, I would also need to take a look at 4 months of your most recent bank statements, too. Now, is that something you can get together pretty easily?
Yeah, I keep every month separate.
Okay. Well, you know... I would say I'm going to send you an email right now anyway, because in the email I'll give you all of my direct contact information. So if you have, you know, any questions, you can call me directly. A lot of times it's easier. I'm actually based out in California. I'm in San Diego right now.
Oh, you're in San Diego?
Yes.
I'll keep going. What happens if you don't have the oil? You guys, you had a lot of rain here not too long ago, flooding out?
Well, you know, we actually, we did, and it's kind of rare for us out here.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, it was a surprise.
I think I'd heard before you had a lot of rain. Well, we was too, but now it quit.
Yeah.
And dried up, and I talked to a buddy of mine in Ada, Oklahoma last night, and he said it just wetted the dickens for he's at. He's trying to get some. I sold him a scraper that he needed to do some work with in his field. It was tearing his field up. He's trying to get them all seeded back down. And he said he hasn't got the... About every time he gets some stuff filled in, it comes another rain and washes it all out. And they're really wet there in Ada, Oklahoma, soon.
Yeah, there's a lot of wild weather going on out there. Unusual stuff.
Yes, it's wild. We're getting into the stage now where here comes a shower from the west, and it'll split and go north and south of us. It done that a few years ago and turned off super dry, so we may be dealing for it again.
Yep. I'm not surprised by too much of it anymore, but, you know, that rain a couple weeks ago definitely did get me.
Yeah, well, times have changed a lot since back in the 40s and 50s. Well, you don't remember them. I know I can tell that by your voice, but...
Hey, man, they've changed a lot since the 1990s.
Well...
It's just changing more and more.
How are you, 35? 35?
You are good. That's dead on.
I figured by your voice you was in the mid-30s.
Oh, that's pretty impressive.
Well, how old do you think I am then?
Oh, I wouldn't guess a day over 41.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, hey.
I was 41. You couldn't hold me down to the status of the hero.
Oh, man.
Well, they may not want to loan me no money because I'm going to be too old. But
that's usually not a reason for them.
Really?
Yeah.
We have to take out insurance, I suppose, in case we die. We got a credit loan. We have to pay in case something happened to us.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, well, you know,
you send me whatever you got to, and we'll see what the interest rates you got.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'll send you the email right now. You can fill out that application, and you know when you mail it in, just make sure that you address it to Sam.
Sam, S-A-M?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. I'll just put it, attention, Sam, use this commercial finance division, San Diego address.
Exactly that.
All right, and then put attention, Sam, marked in, right?
Yeah, that way it'll come straight to me. And, you know, if you have any questions, you think of anything, I'll send you the email and you'll have all of my contact information. So my phone number will be on there.
All right. Okay, well, that'll work.
Okay, all right. Well,
I better get going before I get fired, so I'll talk to you later then, I guess.
Okay, thanks a lot, Raymond. Nice meeting you.
All right, thank you. Okay.
Have a good one.
Bye.